An American soldier and an Iraqi policeman were killed in Iraq today as clashes broke out in a suburb of Baghdad and a number of towns west of the capital. In Fallujah, the governor's office was set ablaze as pro-Saddam Hussein demonstrators rioted in the streets. North of Baghdad, U.S. soldiers took the unusual step of sealing off the village where Saddam Hussein was born. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Amid increased speculation that Saddam Hussein is playing a role in the attacks against military and civilian targets in Iraq, soldiers strung razor wire and fencing around the former Iraqi dictator's hometown of Al-Oja, a few miles from Tikrit. The army has left one entrance to the village, across a newly repaired bridge that was bombed during the war. At a police station filled with villagers waiting in line, an army spokesman, who asked not to be identified, said hostile elements crossing the Tigris River in the area prompted the new restrictions, which include registration and mandatory identification documents for all adults in the village.
So we built the fence and have diverted traffic away from the town. Everyone that lives in the town that's a resident will get an ID card.
By sundown, the army had processed roughly 600 of the 3,000 adult residents of the village. Details of the latest American fatality in Iraq were sketchy, but a military spokeswoman said a member of the 82nd Airborne Division was killed in a bomb attack in the town of Khaldiyah, west of Baghdad. In Abu Ghraib, on the outskirts of the capital, witnesses said violence began after U.S. soldiers and Iraqi police cleared vegetable sellers from the street. Protests that began with stone throwing escalated to grenades and then mortar attacks. Iraqis said a police officer was killed and more than a dozen people were wounded. In Fallujah, a stronghold of opposition to the military occupation, the governor's office was set ablaze after Iraqi police shot and killed a resident during a protest. The violence came as Iraqis braced for what leaflets scattered around Baghdad are promising will be a day of resistance tomorrow. Some university students decided to skip classes after hearing the threats, and some Western consulates are advising their citizens in Iraq to use extra caution. A number of Iraqis, Sunni Muslims from north of Baghdad, told NPR today that the realization that the past week's heavy death toll mainly comprised Iraqi civilians and policemen is beginning to swing public opinion against the bombers, although frustration with the U.S.-led occupation remains high. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.